Hi, this is Clay Boykin, and I am in search of the new compassionate male. Earlier today, I had the opportunity to visit with Brenda Gustin. Brenda and I have known each other for a couple of years now through the Charter for Compassion. Brenda is also working with an organization called Sarah and will be giving a workshop on grief on the 8th of August. I'll let her tell you more about it. Here's that conversation.
On August 8th, online now, I'm going to be hosting an experience, which is an opportunity for people to come in and learn how to express, identify grief inside the body itself. And in touching that grief, what I've learned is that I have grief because I've lost something. Mm-hmm. And that means that I had something that was worth living.
Mm-hmm.
And for and lives inside of me and is still there, but then I've lost it on the outside. And so there's the gratitude. So when I really allow myself to feel the grief, then it touches deep in and opens up the gift of gratitude of why I feel disconnected.
Yeah.
And so then the process is to help people see and feel where it is in their own body, because it's in the cellular memory. This is where post-traumatic stress, you know, pops up. Somebody, you know, pushes my button
and
I react, yeah. Right? And a lot of times that's a surprise reaction. So sometimes, or more often, we might go into fight, flight, freeze because the brain's trying to figure things out. And that's because we packed so much inside and left it behind, not dealt with it, which our psyche is very good at doing that. Yet at some point, it gets awakened. And so this is a process of doing it on our own, recognizing that every day we're actually grieving some kind of loss. So then we feel into that, feel what we're grateful for that we still do have. And then that opens what I call gateways to allow grace to flow, to allow that love to just open up. And it's amazing, the process.
So you take, you bring people down to a certain level of awareness, not down to, but into a certain level where they can access and truly feel it. When you were saying, you know, what I'm grateful for, you know, my head goes, well, I'm happy for this and this and this, but that's not what you're talking about. This is a very sacred space that you're talking about.
It came to me some years ago. I had 9 deaths in 8 months. And the last 2 deaths just took me down, really down under. And I got into what a lot of people would call depression. Because of some study I'd done before, I recognized that, you know, we live in a spiral of energy, and you know, we have times where we're very expansive and then other times where we need to come back in.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're all being compressed to come back in, and we are grieving on a mass level.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know why. A lot of people don't know why they're feeling. They know that they've, you know, we know all know that we've lost the ability to do certain things. Many of us have lost loved ones or friends.
Right, right.
Lost jobs, homes, you know, on and the list goes on and on. So it can be great losses. Then there's another huge group of people right now that are feeling lost because they're having all these emotions and they don't know why. And they have a sense of it, but they don't know how to do, they want to go do something, but we can't go do the old things we would do. So we're learning new ways and creating new neural pathways. Yet some people are getting ill and they're getting depressed. And because the old ways, they don't know how to get out of that box and create anew. And this allows us to go into the reservoir and open that up inside, because the wisdom inside ourselves has the answer.
Yeah.
For me, for you, for another, it's different for each mm-hmm. one of us. And this is ancestral as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you know, Clay, you know, the ancient tribes, Native Americans,
right.
one, talk about seven generations before us and seven right. generations after. The Bible speaks about this too. Mm-hmm. Epigenetics talks about this, of how do we rise above and move beyond our genetic lineage. And we now know that is possible. Bruce Lipton talks about the imaginal shadow cells. When we tap into the gratitude, what happens is then we fire what's called mirror neurons in the brain. And those duplicate the gratitude literally physically in the body to start opening up those gates mm-hmm. to shake it up, so that then that love and that gratitude can literally flow through the cells and heal the body.
And that's not metaphor.
No, it's real. It's visceral.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to pay tribute to the teacher who gave this to me, is Dr. Ellie Drake. She, I was mentoring with her in 2016, and she suggested this process. I thought, she wanted us to do it every day. And mm-hmm. I'm like, now why would I want to dredge up grief every day?
Yeah.
Yet I thought, you know what? I'm going to try this, because I had written, I made a little drawing a long time ago based on Paul's saying in the Bible, I die daily.
Mm-hmm.
And to dump out the brain, to let go of what I think I know, to get it out so I can be open to receive new.
Grieve a little, live a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yet I'm so shut down, because that's what I've been taught. That's what the patriarchal system has taught me, is hold it in, to the point when my aunt passed away. That night I left the hospital and went to work on her estate that night. And I worked almost a year on it. And that's been a couple of years ago. And I'm just now coming to the point of recognizing that I've never really grieved her loss.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's layers of that. When you're talking about, you know, losing so many people, those layers of grief. And I guess this, it adds another dimension, what you're talking about, to what we traditionally know as the stages of grief, which to me sounds like a linear process, but I don't think it's linear.
It isn't. And that's why people sometimes will be grieving 10 years after the loss of a loved one. And it's because it's another level.
Uh-huh.
And yet we as a society, especially Americans, you know, we put the lid on it.
Yeah.
You get busy, like you just did that mm-hmm. night, right?
That's
you
get right.
Busy, you take care of the funeral or celebration of life. You do right. all these things. You got to take care of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you get all that done, everybody else has gone back to normal life.
Right.
And then you're just sitting there in this puddle of grief.
And a fridge full of food.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yes. And nobody really wants to hear it anymore.
Right.
And you can go to the grief counseling and all of that. And I'm not saying that's not worthy. Yet it's in the cells. It's in the body. And so when we learn how to die daily.
Yeah.
To let go, like flowers do, plants, nature. We really tune into our inner nature. Then there's a clearinghouse that's taking place all the time. And we're able to clear away the regret, the shame, the blame. Oh, I shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Mm-hmm.
And actually clear that from the visceral body too.
Right.
Instead of tucking it away and going through the minefield all the time.
Mm.
I wish I'd have done that. And I've done work with people viscerally for many years. And I remember working with someone who just needed to face her husband's death. And she hadn't, and she didn't want to. And she said to me, "This is too hard. I don't want to feel this." And I get that, and I do have compassion for that. What I have found is this process allows me to do a little bit at a time.
Uh-huh.
The workshop that we'll be doing is a concentrated 2.5 hours.
Yes.
But it's teaching a process that you can do in about 15 or 20 minutes.
So it's a tool you can carry with you daily.
Yes, exactly. And that's the point. And mm-hmm. So when I did this last year at the Visionary Summit with the Shift Network, there were 24 people in the room, and I think I had 45 minutes. So I put it into 45 minutes. Oh my gosh, we went into the energy of the grief, opened up the gratitude, and moved the body. And I work with words and some comprehensions. So I'm bringing in mental, physical, spiritual. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by spiritual is that's the energy, the spirit that moves within our body.
Mm-hmm.
And moving that up. And I tell you, the group was just, they were open. They just were in this state of bliss. And yet, at the same time, grounded in all their cells coming along. So it wasn't the spiritual, oh, I'm so spiritual, which mm-hmm. sometimes we find is spiritual bypass. And right. I just have compassion for that too, because a lot of people don't know that that's what they're doing.
That's the best they can do with what they know.
Right. But we have to bring heaven into earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I always think about Hermetic science, the soles of the feet are at the bottom of the body, because we're supposed to enlighten every single cell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a process. It's not a destination.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you. So this is going to be a Zoom call, mm-hmm. yeah. 2.5 hours, and it's on the 8th of this month.
Right.
And what time is it?
It's at 10:30 in the morning, Pacific Standard.
Pacific time. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so where can they go to register?
They can go to sarahforhope.org, and that's the numeral 4.
Mm-hmm.
So S-A-R-A-H forhope.org.
Okay.
And that is the Spiritual and Religious Alliance for Hope.
That's what Sarah stands for.
That's what Sarah stands
okay.
for. And it's a nonprofit organization that was birthed by a vision after 9/11,
mm-hmm.
and that Sandy Hart births, and it's these women that have come together to create different types of education and action in the world. And I might also, you can find me on Facebook with this, Brenda K. Gustin, or Union with the Heart is my Facebook page.
Union with the Heart, and it's in your Facebook, your page is Brenda K. Gustin.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Exactly. California. And this is for the masculine and feminine.
Certainly.
When we did this with the people at the Shift Network last year, there were men present that mm-hmm. really got to experience the body. And it brings in enough mental that helps all people as well, because we go so mental with trying to think and figure things out. And really, when we allow the mind of the cells to collaborate with us, that's where the great inner wisdom just births itself and feeds us.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly going to be on my calendar, and my wife, who does hospice work, volunteer work, I'm going to share it with her and make sure that she has the opportunity to join in as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda. Thanks for sharing that information. And it's so wonderful. I love you. It's good to see you again.